Hi, and welcome to the Reiki from the Farm podcast, brought to you by me, Pam Allen LeBlanc from Hidden Brook Farm. I am a scientist, a businesswoman, and a licensed Reiki master teacher with the International Center for Reiki Training. Each week in this podcast, you'll be entertained as you learn about a wide variety of relevant Reiki topics, helping you become a more knowledgeable and effective Reiki practitioner. We caution you, though, this podcast may also dramatically improve your life, and we are so happy that you're here. So welcome, everyone. On this week's podcast and this month's Reiki share, we're talking about a subject that is really near and dear to my heart. And we're talking about something that I get asked about fairly regularly, and that is about intuition. Quite often when I'm talking in these podcasts and on class and in class, I'm talking about, I heard this and I was told that. And there are people that say, I don't understand. What do you mean? What does that look like? What does that sound like? What does that feel like? So in order to try and explain that to folks, I actually wrote an article in the recent Reiki News magazine. And the article is actually called Reiki Can Reveal Your Inner Awareness. And I know that we used the term inner awareness, but I've also used the word listening. And recently, I had the opportunity, many of you heard that I got to go to Uluru in Australia, in the outback, a really beautiful spiritual place. And we got to stay, Mary arranged it for us. I'll be forever grateful to her. We got to stay at a really beautiful place and have an opportunity to learn a bit more about Aboriginal culture. And at the same time, I actually picked up this wonderful card deck called Aboriginal Dream Time, or Aboriginal Dreaming, Dream Time, it's called. And in it, I've just been going through it, a card at a time, a page at a time, and it's just even helping me understand with a little bit more depth the beautiful culture of Aboriginals in Australia, and or at least the groups that I've been learning about. And they have a term that I love called deep listening. And I said, that's the word. That's what we do, is we can accomplish deep listening. And I'd just like to read to you, this is from Mel Brown, this deck. And I'd just like to read to you her definition of deep listening. She says, the bush has become quiet, no noise at all. The birds have flown away and the animals have run to safety. Suddenly the wind picks up and there is a smell of smoke in the air. The smoke becomes thick and the surrounding temperature rises quickly. Then the bush explodes into fire. The fire consumes everything in its path. And as it passes, it leaves the bush scorched and burnt, void of life. Then slowly the smoke disappears, and the burnt trees and ground begins to cool. Silence returns, as if in respect and anticipation for the new landscape which will begin to be created. The silence remains for many months. Then, as the new leaves begin to shoot forth, from the once burnt trees, life slowly begins to return to the bush. As the food begins to grow again, the animals return and the bush is different to when they escaped the flames. The animals find new homes to live in and quickly adapt to their new surroundings. Now, Mel talks about deep listening being something that is taught by Aboriginal cultures. And it's something that I'd like to work with you through Reiki to accomplish today. Before we begin, I'd just like to let you know about some of the things we have going on at the farm. just finished teaching Reiki Level 1 and 2 and Masters, and Animal Reiki 1 and 2 and Masters, but I will be teaching both of those again in July. And I'll be teaching an Animal Reiki Masterclass in an Australian-friendly time zone in July. That's a new class that wasn't listed before. So go ahead and have a look for it. It's in our newsletter and on our website. And what an Australian-friendly time zone means is that if you're in Australia, in the Canberra time zone, you can join us from 7 a.m. till 2 p.m. We add an extra day, so it's a four-day class. And if you're in North America, you can join us in an evening. If you're in Asia, you can join us in a really early morning. So I like offering these time zones. Unfortunately, they don't usually work for Europeans unless you want to stay up very late. But please join us if you can. I also, in May, in a few weeks, have an Karuna Reiki class coming up. And Karuna Reiki is an advanced Reiki master class once you've been a Reiki master for at least 6 months. And it really does take things to a whole new level. So if you've ever been giving it some thought, go ahead and meditate and see if that class is right for you. I'll be in New York at the Northeast Reiki Retreat teaching Animal Reiki and giving a presentation about how to bring more Reiki into your life and into your business, creating a business with Reiki at the Northeast Reiki Retreat. I'm really looking forward to that. And the classes of Animal Reiki that I'm offering this summer, and also even the Level 1 and 2 and Master class, those are going to be based out of Campobello. So if you'd like to join us in July and tag on a beautiful vacation, a tax-deductible vacation, if you're a professional Reiki practitioner, go ahead and do that. Campobello Island is stunning. It's one of the few places you can see whales from the shore. And I've got somebody in the Reiki share that's joining me in Karuna, and I've got somebody that's joining me in Campobello. So yes, I will see you then. Just an absolutely wonderful island. It's also the home of, or the summer home of, Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt. So there's a beautiful international park with loads of hiking trails and beaches and just a tiny island, but would love to have you join us for those classes. I also have some Animal Reiki classes in September, Level 1 and 2 and Masters there. And then in October, I'll start again with some of our classes. I don't think I have an Animal Reiki Masterclass in October though, so please check out the September class. The whales are there from July until about mid to late October. So please come and see them. Please come and meet them with us. So before we get too far in, I'm also going to invite everybody to bring your hands into Gassho, close your eyes, and just activate your Reiki symbols today. I'm just feeling your body move into that beautiful, receptive space. And we're going to invite your symbols and the Reiki energy to move all of the parts of your being into alignment now. This seems to be a really important aspect of listening, because sometimes your head wants to go in one direction, your heart wants to go in another, your body is going in another direction, your chakras are not aligned. So we invite the alignment of our mind, body, soul, and spirit. We invite the alignment of our chakra. We invite the alignment of our intuition, our intellect, our instincts, and all of the various parts of our being. We invite the alignment of our aura, and we invite every cell of our body to move into alignment with each other And we're just going to breathe into this moment to allow the alignment to take place now. When we move into alignment, we can better listen with all of the parts of our being. With each part of us having an equal voice, each chakra, our mind and our emotions, our bodies and our spirit. From that place, we can develop a really high level of discernment. And this is also available with Reiki's assistance. Place your hands comfortably on your body, giving yourself Reiki. And just feeling all of the parts of yourself align, if there are any blocks or barriers, letting them go. So many of us are ruled by our heads or by logic. Reiki also often makes us aware that there are other parts of us that need to be heard, that need to have a voice. Our head, our body, our emotions might not be in alignment with the logical mind. Our instincts and intuition might not be. And that the great joy that exists is with listening to the totality. And sometimes it's our subconscious mind that's suppressed. I'm going to show you how to get into that today. Whenever you feel ready, you can stay here. You can stay here for the whole podcast and the whole Reiki share today if you wish. Listening with your eyes closed with every part of your being, or you can take a breath and come back. So one of the things that Reiki showed me early on in my Reiki journey is that I wasn't a very good listener. And one of the ways that it showed me is it showed me that there was a disconnect between what my heart wanted and what my head wanted. At first, when I became unemployed in 2009, I started doing business consulting and a horse business. And then after I did my Reiki Masters, the Reiki Masters really propels you into your life purpose, I think, more than anything. I realized that I didn't enjoy the business consulting that much, that I was very good at it. I would make a lot of recommendations, but I was often working with companies that were in trouble. And so they had to implement all of the recommendations if they were to succeed. And many times the companies would only decide to implement half of them. And so they wouldn't succeed. And I just felt that it wasn't a good use of my time anymore. And so Reiki just showed me that there were other possibilities. In fact, that's when I started teaching Reiki and gave up business consulting, was after the master level. I just didn't want to do it anymore. And in fact, I achieved more as successful and as I was, outward success, like as far as making a lot of money and so on, with my business consulting and people telling me I was good at it. And I received all kinds of that, but it didn't feed my soul. And once I got to the master level, the Reiki energy really said that, no, you need to do things that feed your soul, that are in alignment with you. And that was one of the first messages I got. And then as I continued developing my Reiki teaching, I achieved more success teaching Reiki than I ever had with business consulting. And I loved it. I loved every minute of it, every bit of it. I love teaching Reiki. It lights me up. And I love being a part of people's journeys and helping them find this incredible modality. So I'm so glad that I did listen. But I then would often be shown, and it was often reflected to me by my horses, that there were other parts of me that were not connected. And they often showed it in their connection with me. There were times when I could really deeply connect with my horses. And there were other times when I couldn't. And that seemed to be more prominent with the horses than with the cats and dogs. The cats and dogs I could usually connect with no matter where I was, mentally, physically, spiritually, or emotionally. But with the horses, I needed to be present. And also with the horses, I was training horses. I was working to learn things myself. I realized that I needed to pay attention. I needed to listen very deeply, especially with a young horse that I was working to train. I had to listen with more than just my ears and my eyes. In fact, I had to listen with just about every part of my being. And it was really hard for me to do because I'm a very cerebral person. And I was in my head a lot. I was often, and I'm also precognizant. I'm always looking at what's coming, what's next. And so I'd be spending time looking at what's coming, what's next. And I needed, if I was to be successful in training horses, and it was very important to me that I didn't betray their trust, that they were in a very vulnerable place when they were trying to learn to take a rider for the first time or learn how to interact with humans and things like that. And sometimes some of them just hadn't been handled at all. And they were in such a vulnerable place as they were trying to figure it out. I needed to pay attention to every aspect of what was happening with them, with me, and around me. And I realized I wasn't good at it. It showed me that I needed to get better in order to be there for my horses. The horses really, for me, have propelled just about every part of my journey. And that I was often up in my head, trying to analyze in my head. And the horses showed me that I had to be aware of what the smell was. Did the horses smell afraid? There's a smell to that. Was there fear? Were they about to lose it? I had to be aware of that. I could lose a horse or lose everything that I accomplished or lose their trust if I missed a cue that they were giving me. So I had to learn to listen deeply. I had to be aware of the weather. I had to be aware of the horses that were outside of the ring. I had to be aware if there were people around. I had to make sure everybody was safe. I couldn't just focus the way that we can when we do paperwork and things like that, or computer work. I couldn't just focus on what was in front of me and ignore everything else. But because a lot of us do live in jobs and in a place where we don't have to have so much awareness, we've lost some of those skills and abilities that are innately ours. They did exist for us, and we just have lost touch with them, or we've lost practice. So this is about remembering how to use all of your senses. To me, the word deep listening or inner awareness is about learning how to connect all the parts of yourself and to become a really good listener. Now, eventually, I became so good. I actually was so poor at it. I would often go up into my head and the horses would show me. and I'm going to talk to you about how we go about doing that. But the horses would show me, like, you're not here. I was so bad at doing that. I created an essential oil for myself called Present that would keep me out of my head, in my body, and right there. So the first thing I noticed is, in order to be really aware of everything, I could not get up in my head. Now, a lot of us have been training our minds, our head, our intellect since kindergarten or grade one, if you didn't go to kindergarten. So from 5 and 6 years old, you've been training your intellect, which is great. A lot of us have a very powerful intellect. A lot of us have made great careers utilizing that intellect, and we've probably brought about some wonderful changes on the earth. There's nothing wrong with it. But when you are listening, you can't listen just with your intellect. As a matter of fact, science states that only less than 10% of communication is verbal, and the rest of it are all of these other cues. So how do you listen to that? The first part of it is getting out of your head and into your body. So I developed an essential oil called Present that would really help me do that. And I would wear it anytime I was working with training horses, any new horses. And I know I talk about horses a lot, you guys, but this is just where I learned so much of this. And that would keep me grounded and in my body. So that was the first part. Once I got in my body, then I needed to release any blocks I had to listening. Now, one of the biggest blocks that a lot of us have to communication or to listening is a heart wall. A lot of very sensitive people place a wall around our hearts in order to protect the heart. And that's because maybe we've been hurt before or something like that. Unfortunately, these heart walls are not very effective at protecting us, because not only do they get away in the way of information coming through, but also when we try to communicate, they distort that communication. And one way to know whether you could have a heart wall that's getting in the way of your being heard or listening well is, are you frequently misunderstood? Do you frequently try to say something and the person that you're talking with hears something else completely? If that's the case, you probably have a heart wall. If you have a heart wall, you're in good company, because most sensitive people do. It's something that a lot of us set up as children when we didn't know how to deal with our sensitivity and deal with being hurt. If you have a heart wall, that's something that Reiki can help you release. And actually, we're going to do a meditation to help release the heart wall today. There can be other blocks to listening and sensing. And so one of the questions you can ask yourself is, do I have a block that is preventing me from deep listening? And if you do, just go ahead and apply your Reiki hands where you feel that block might exist. One of the things that we were shown when we created the animal Reiki was how important it was to learn to listen. And it's so important that there's a skills builder in there that just helps us assess our listening skills, and it asks questions. This is something Colleen and Robin Benelli have been working with and teaching for some time. It asks questions such as, do I frequently finish other people's sentences? Do I do other things while people are talking to me? Do I give pat answers like, or something along those lines, rather than really listening. And so I went through that skills builder in our Animal Reiki Master class and said, oh my gosh, I'm so impatient. I do all of those things. And one of the things I did was I started doing the same thing that I do with the horses when people were talking to me. And so it really showed up with my children, because I really didn't give my own children the respect of stopping what I was doing and really listening to what they had to say. I usually listened with half of an ear as I worked on my computer or watched a program on TV or did something else or scrolled through my feeds or whatever have you. And I just listened with half an ear. I didn't always catch what they had to say. And I thought, there, that's something I can change right away. I began applying what I had learned with the horses about just being present. And so when my children would then start to ask me, come in and talk to me, I realized how lucky I was that I had teenage children that wanted to talk to me. And I would put aside what I was doing. I've only learned this recently, mind you. And I would start to listen to them. And that significantly changed our relationship. Those of you that know my kids, they're the best kids anybody could ask for. And we're so fortunate that as a family, we all get along so well. But I really credit Reiki with that. And I really credit what I've learned about becoming a good listener. Now, with that in mind, if only 10% of what is communicated is verbal and can be heard with the ears, what else can you listen with? What else do you use as an organ of perception? Intuition, the third eye. We can listen with our intuition. Now, the intuition does exist in the third eye, but as I eventually learned animal communication, I realized that the heart area, the heart chakra, was 5,000 times more powerful than the head as an organ of perception. Part of the reason is that every second of every day, there are 200,000 to 400,000 pieces of information coming toward us or surrounding us. And the conscious mind, the intellect, even though we've worked to develop it, is only capable of picking up on 200 to 400 pieces of that information. Now, the subconscious mind, I always ask people, take a guess how much of that the subconscious mind can pick up. And people say 10%, 50%. The subconscious mind can pick up 100% of that information. And the subconscious mind uses emotions to communicate that information to us. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, if you're one of my students, there's a good chance that you're an empath, because so many of my students are, because being a strong empath was what really started me on the path of Reiki and the Reiki journey, because I developed health issues and such from being a strong empath that the doctors couldn't figure out. When we're an empath, though, sometimes we can get overloaded with emotion, and it can be really difficult to discern or to understand, like, what's my emotion, what's somebody else's. So one of the things I'd really like to recommend to you is use your emotional balance symbol or your mental emotional symbol, if you have it, if you have level 2 Reiki, and go ahead and just keep yourself clear of that excess emotion that you may have picked up from others. Go ahead and use your power symbol to keep you clear and to protect you from other information. And from that place of a little bit more clarity, you can then use your own emotions as for information. And this is something that I learned through Linda Kohanov's Tao of Equus work. And I was so enamored of that work that I began to teach it, that you can use your emotions for information, and every emotion has information in it. For instance, did you know that when you experience jealousy, that the information that your body is trying to tell you is that whatever you're jealous of, that's what you want for yourself, but you weren't aware of it. You might not have been aware of it. And so knowing that, you can experience jealousy and say, wow, I didn't know I wanted that for myself. And we can thank the person that we feel jealous of because they showed us something we want for ourselves. Did you know when you feel anger, it's because someone or something has crossed your boundaries? And that's a message that to ask yourself, wow, who or what has disrespected or crossed my boundaries? And what boundary do I need to go and connect with? So every single emotion in Linda Kohanov's work has corresponding information. So if you're interested, she wrote a wonderful book called Riding Between the Worlds. It is based around horses, but it's based around what she learned from horses that can help us understand and interpret our emotions. And one of the things that horses do that's a little different than other animals is they tend to provide us with a mirror, so that even if we maybe don't understand what emotion we're feeling, they will demonstrate it to us with their body language. With a lot of animals, their body language is not very obvious, but a horse's body language is very obvious. And they tend to hold a mirror up to us, and they tend to reflect to us what we're feeling, even if we're not aware of what it is. So you can use those emotions as a way of getting information. For instance, when you feel fear, that's your subconscious telling you, hold on, your intellect missed something, but this situation could be dangerous. So pay a little more attention. So that's actually a source of information. Now, once you become aligned with your heart, it has the ability to pick up a lot more information. And if you go down a little lower and align with your instincts in your gut, they call it a gut feeling. Those gut feelings, have you ever noticed they're always right? That's because most of us have meters and meters, or hundreds of, oh, much intestines or guts. And they are all an organ of perception, the same as the heart. They're a very powerful organ of perception. So learning to trust and move into and trust the information that your heart is getting, and then move a little lower and trust the information that your instincts are getting, that can be the next part of listening, deep listening. And then finally, with listening, and then I'm just going to move into discernment a little bit, we can tie into the clairs. We can tie into and Beth is asking about anxiety. Anxiety is a fear intensified. So it's to have a look at what is causing this fear. And what do I need to do about it? What do I need to get away from? Or what do, you know, and anxiety can be an intensification of fear. Incidentally, though, just to put a little bit of a stopper on that. That can be where anxiety comes from. However, I will say that most people who are empathic, who are empaths, there's a lot of anxiety that exists on the planet today, just as a result of the pace that we're living at and things that are reported in the news and concern over the environment and around safety and over around wars and stuff. Empathic people tend to pick up anxiety from others. And as a matter of fact, for sensitive people, anxiety is often a signal that you're holding on to or carrying an energy that's not yours. So anxiety is a sign that, oh, wait, there's something here that I'm holding, carrying on behalf of somebody else. It's not mine. Go ahead and use your mental emotional symbol, your emotional balance symbol from level two, and go ahead and clear whatever is not yours. And you'll often find that the anxiety goes with it. You can, if you're not sure, you can just activate your Reiki energy and ask yourself this question: is this anxiety mine, or is it someone else's, or is it a sign that I'm carrying energy for someone else? And then just pay attention to your feelings, pay attention to any thoughts that come up, and pay attention to all of that. Okay. So, and yeah, Beth said, maybe it's not mine. There's a very good chance it's not. When you're an empath, if you're experiencing anxiety, the first question to ask yourself is, this mine? And then just notice if you get a feeling of yes or no. If it's not yours, you can just send it Reiki and say, I release you with love. And it tends to go very effortlessly, particularly with that mental emotional symbol. That symbol is the empath's best friend. So those are a few of the things. And then you can also activate your intuition. And what you'll notice is that when you start your Reiki journey, it tends to activate your intuition. And one of the things, I'm just going to share my screen for those of you who are watching on YouTube and instead of listening. So for those of you who are watching, and if you're listening, don't worry, I'm going to describe this to you. This is a wonderful handout on Colleen Benelli's website, the Reiki Lifestyle website, Colleen and Robin Benelli. And it talks about the different ways our intuition works with us. You might experience clairvoyance or clear seeing. You might experience clairaudience or clear hearing, claircognizance or clear knowing. You might experience clairintellect or clear thinking, clairempathy or clear emotion. Most empaths have that. Clairsentience, clear physical feeling. You might also experience clairtangency, clear touching, clairsalience, clear smelling, or clairgustance, clear tasting. And you can find that handout on the Reiki Lifestyle website, and I'll put a link to it in the podcast notes. And there's also a description of what each of those are. Now, most of us we are intuitive, and most people have one of those that's a little more prominent over others. So you can just notice like which of those is more prominent for you and just pay attention to that. What's really interesting with Reiki is that it does activate the intuition. And when you teach children Reiki, children from my very first class started coming back and saying, Pam, is it possible that you can have all of those? Because I seem to be seeing, now that I've had my attunement and they were just Reiki level one, I can see energy, I can feel it, I can taste it, I can. And so one of the things that we notice is that Reiki does tend to develop that intuition. But even as it develops, we can activate our listening skills so that all the other parts of us perceive become organs of perception. And there's a huge amount of energy information available to us when we can do that, even as our intuition is still opening and still developing. Okay. So the next part of this that I do want to talk about for a moment is discernment. And that's something Reiki can help us with as well. Once you start getting this information, and I began, the Reiki energy really opened my intuition. Eventually, I learned to work in my heart space. And that's when I began to be able to hear animals and became an animal communicator. And that is largely in thanks to Linda Gahanov's work. And I also learned about the messages and emotions at that time as well. And then the energy just kept helping me open up. You can use your chakras and pay attention. If you align your mind with your heart, with your body, with your spirit, with your soul, if you align your chakras, if you move everything into alignment with each other and allow them all to have an equal voice, so it's not always your head leading the show or not always your heart leading the show, then you can make better decisions. You can listen better. You can hear more. And what I liken that to, and some of you have heard me make this description before, when we used to train our draft horses, when they first were learning to work together as a team, if you had a horse that was, if they weren't in the same timing with each other, you couldn't get much done. One horse would go forward, then the other one. And you could take two of the best horses in the world, and if you put them together and they didn't work together in alignment with each other, you wouldn't accomplish anything. You could take two mediocre horses, put them together, and if they worked in sync with each other, you could move mountains with those horses, literally. And it's been done. Mountains have been moved, and with teams of horses that are really in sync with each other. So when you judge horse shows for the draft horses, you actually judge how in sync they are, because that is your indicator of how much you can accomplish and how much you can get done. So by moving all the parts of ourselves into alignment and giving every part of yourself an equal voice, then you become a better listener. And if you consciously, in addition to that, work to be present and listen intentionally, and maybe I should say intentional deep listening or intentional listening, if you become intentional with listening, one of the amazing things that we've discovered is that the deeper you listen, the more you listen, the more intently that you listen, the more that you're heard. In our animal communication classes, we go into a lot of depth about listening. There isn't enough time to go into that amount of depth today, but one of the things that shows up in one of the deep listening exercises is that a lot of people realize they have trauma at their throat chakra. And a lot of times it's because they never really felt heard as children or when they were younger or at some point in their lives. And so we had to address that looking at these deep listening, like, how do people heal that trauma? The answer, of course, is Reiki. And how do they then, if they've never been heard, if they're used to not being heard, how do they then move into a place where they can be heard? And the answer is they become a better listener. When you learn to listen deeply and with intention, you, with all the parts of your being, then people listen to you. When they feel heard, they will then listen. And so it's this really beautiful cycle of when you learn to listen, then you are heard. Sometimes that's one of the things that will block listening. Sometimes we're so busy trying to put our point across that we're not listening. And that used to show up with the horses and I. Sometimes I would be so busy trying to train them to my way of thinking, I wasn't listening to the information that they were giving me. And so they really helped me fine-tune that listening ability. Now, on the other end of things, sometimes, for instance, I had people that would take my animal communication class. And in the animal communication class, it really opens up your intuition so that you can do more of a telepathic style of listening. And sometimes people would then become overwhelmed at the amount of information that existed around them. And sometimes people were just automatically like, just, they were just such sensitive people that they were just living in the world. They were overwhelmed with the amount of information that existed and that would come toward them. And so one of the things we found is that Reiki can also help with that. And so in the experience that I am doing with you today to develop your deep listening, you can also ask to develop discernment. And one of the things that I noticed for myself is that I kept myself closed off because there was too much information there and I found it overwhelming and I didn't know what to do with it all. But what you can do is decide to open up to that information and then ask Reiki to provide discernment for you so that you only see what you need to see, what's important to you and what's pertinent to you. Sometimes in Reiki sessions, people say, "What did you see?" I'm aware that in Reiki sessions, the less I do, the less I try to direct or control the energy, the more is going to happen for my client, because the Reiki energy is divinely guided life force energy. It knows better than I do what my client needs. And so the more I stay out of the way and the more that I try not to interfere, the more that happens. So I really am not a person that observes every little thing that happens. I'll usually observe some of the bigger things that I might like to need to make as notes and perhaps share with my client. But I don't observe. I feel that the session is sacred and it's between my client and the Reiki energy. And so the discernment helped me with that. Sometimes during Reiki sessions, I would really let my guard down and there was so much information there and I didn't know what I was supposed to do with it. So I just asked, please only show me what I need. And once I did that, the Reiki stepped in and provided the discernment that allowed me to only see what I need and not be inundated with information. But discernment also provides you with a way to understand what you're receiving. And so the discernment, the Reiki energy, the divinely guided life force energy can help you understand the meaning in what you're noticing. It can help you only notice what you need if you're a person that's noticing too much, or it can help you notice what you need if you're a person that's noticing too little. And then it can help you discern or interpret or understand what you are receiving as well. So I'm just going to check. I think there's another in the chat. Can you make an intention for alignment at the start of self-Reiki? Yes, you can. And you can align yourself. You can align yourself by going through a similar process or a similar prayer or intention or invocation to what I just gave. You could listen to that. You could align yourself just by saying, I invite all of the parts of myself to move into alignment and to have an equal voice you can form an intention to be present in your body and to be listening with all the parts of your being. You can form an intention to utilize your heart space and your instincts as organs of perception and for information. These are all things you can do and that Reiki energy can help you do. And the interesting thing is that as you practice this, it becomes second nature. It becomes your way of walking through the world. It used to be very difficult for me sometimes to connect with my horses. If I was very busy in my mind, if I had a lot going on, if I was juggling things, balancing things, and that's part of my personality, it seems to be something that I like to do. And now I can set that all aside and get very present with them very easily. As much as it was difficult at first, it's just become such a natural thing for me. So what you're going to find is that it becomes more and more effortless over time. Now I'm just going to check in with the people that are here to ask if anybody has any questions before we move into our meditation today. And the meditation that we're going to do today is a meditation. It's an exercise called Whole Being, Listening, and Sensing. And what that's going to do is that's going to activate your listening skills. It's going to, if you wish, if you have a protective heart wall, it can release it for you. And then we're going to connect with our inner awareness and each part of our being. And we're actually going to, at the end of our meditation, we're going to ask if the higher power, whatever name that you use for the higher power, has a message for you. And you're going to, with your ACT skills activated, you're going to just listen. See if there's anything there. And this is an exercise that's in the article that I was mentioning to you. It's in the latest issue of the Reiki News magazine. And on top of listening for a message, if you have any questions, maybe to ask of the higher power, source, we're going to go into a spot where you can listen. One of the biggest things that can help with listening, though, is learning to pause. Stop what you're doing, get present, pause. And that's where the most effective listening occurs from. So is there any questions? Are there any questions before we move into our meditation today? Okay. I'd just like to thank all of you for being here. Thank you, Patricia. What I'm going to invite everyone to do is to draw Reiki symbols on your hands, if you have them. And to just take a few moments to draw them in front of each chakra. Just use your discernment which Reiki symbols you'd like to draw in front of each chakra. I'm using the first symbol. And you can also imagine them if there's maybe a symbol you're not, you can't draw really easily. You can just imagine them. And also if you want to just draw a few symbols in the room around you. And I'm just going to give you a few moments to get that done. I've got so that I draw my symbols so quickly now that people tell me I don't leave them quite enough time to draw, especially the long ones. And so take your time just drawing those symbols. And there's a few symbols that I have that you may not have. You may not have animal Reiki. You may not have Karuna Reiki. You may not be at the master level yet. And so I'm just going to lend you those symbols today. I'm just going to use the distance symbol to place those around you. The animal Reiki seems to be what has helped us the most with our listening skills. And even as you're still drawing the symbols in your room or in front of your chakras, I'd like to invite you to state an intention today. It might be something like this: I wish to learn to listen with all the parts of my being today. If you feel you may have a protective heart wall, you can add to that intention and to release as much of my heart wall as is appropriate for me today. This exercise is one that builds over time. So if you decide to come back to this podcast and listen to it several times, it's just going to deepen and deepen your listening ability each time. So I'm going to invite you now to place your hands on each chakra, activating it with Reiki. Starting with your base chakra at the tops of your legs. And then moving one hand below your belly button and one hand above to your sacral chakra and your solar plexus. And then moving both hands to your heart chakra, because that's such an important organ of perception. And then placing a hand at your throat chakra and one at your third eye, activating your communication, your throat chakra, as well as your intuition. And then placing both hands on the top of your head. And then come back to rest your Reiki activated hands on your heart. Close your eyes and pause for a few minutes with each of the following steps. Listening with your inner awareness and remembering that information might come to you in any of the forms we talked about today. So just paying attention to any impressions that you receive with an open mind and without judgment. Close your eyes and ask Reiki to still your mind, your body, your emotions, and your spirit. And then focus on the subtlest impression that you're aware of, the quietest sound, or the quietest bit of information that you can hear. The subtlest impression. Now I'd like you to focus on your ears with your eyes closed. What is the subtlest impression you get when you focus on your ears? We're just going to pause here for a moment. What does that bring to your awareness, your level of awareness? Now focus on your eyes, even though they're closed. When you focus on your eyes, what do you notice? What are the subtlest impressions that you get? It could be a sensation, a color, an idea. I invite you to focus your attention on your mind. What is the subtlest thing that you notice? subtlest impression you're aware of as you focus on your mind? Now focus on your body. What is the subtlest thing that you're aware of? Now focus on your heart. What do you notice? Now focus on your gut. Or your instincts. What do you notice here? Now we're going to focus on each chakra. One at a time, beginning with the base chakra, the tops of your legs, that energy center that exists there, grounding you, connecting you to your survival. What do you notice? Now we go to the sacral chakra below the belly button. What do you notice when you focus there? Go above the belly button to the solar plexus. What do you notice here? Now your heart chakra under your hands. What's the subtlest impression that you're aware of here? Go to your throat chakra. What do you notice? Now your third eye. The center of your forehead. What do you notice here? Focus on your crown chakra at the top of your head. What do you notice? Now reach out into your aura, that subtle energy body that belongs to you and that exists all around you. And if it's really stretched out, if it's really big, go ahead and pull it in so that it's closer to you. Just invite it to come in closer to you. Stretch your awareness now into your aura, just a few feet out from your body. What's the subtlest impression that you're aware of here? And now we invite all of these parts of ourselves to move into alignment with each other. And I invite you to become aware of your spirit with all of the parts of your being that we've just described, and ask if your own spirit has a message for you. Pay attention to the subtlest impression or information that you receive. If you believe in a higher power, whatever name you use for them, just be aware of that higher power. Close to you or wherever it exists, and ask if the higher power has any messages for you. Paying attention to all of the parts of your being and what you notice. And finally, do you have a question for Source or God or whatever name that you use? And if you do, ask it now and pay attention to any impressions that you receive. Just becoming aware that when we actively direct our attention inwardly, we can receive divine direction and messages for ourselves and others. And we can then use Reiki to help us decide what to do with those messages. And sometimes we choose not to listen to divine direction. Sometimes we argue with it. But over time, if you continue to practice this, you'll get better at hearing the subtle messages that are around you, the deep listening, and you'll probably decide to pay more attention to your inner guidance and be open to the possibilities that it provides. Reiki will continue to help you develop your ability to be aware of messages from God or Source or your higher self, your spirit guides, animals, and even the Reiki energy itself. You'll find that learning to listen with inner awareness will empower you, and it will empower your Reiki sessions and your life. I invite you to stay in this space as long as you feel guided to. And when you're ready, you can take a deep breath. Bring your attention to your eyes. Slowly open your eyes and come back. I'd like to thank you all for showing up here today. I'd like to thank the beautiful group of souls that are here with me live as we conduct our Reiki Share this month. And I'd like to thank the listeners of the podcast. I appreciate you. You are appreciated by the enlightened beings, by the universe, by Reiki. Blessings to you. Ahomatok Griyoasan. Namaste. Thank you. Amen. And so it is.